Commit or submit? If I were a missionary or a minister or a seminary professor, I'd probably think my work was automatically pleasing to the Lord. But I'm not any of those. I work in the secular world, and it's not so clear how to be sure my work pleases Him or that I'm in His will. We naturally think we should seek the Lord's guidance, but how? What kind of guidance should we expect? I was facing the biggest job decision of my life. Should I stay where I was or leave the company I'd worked for since college and start a small business with a friend? In my last job change within the company, I'd repeatedly taken the alternatives to the Lord in prayer. No answer. As far as I could tell, He didn't have an opinion. So I made the decision myself and took the new job. Someone said He didn't stop you, so it must have been what He wanted you to do. And that was the rationale I accepted. This time, I went to several mature Christians for advice on how God wants this decision thing done. Most of them suggested the way I'd done it before, except for Hal. Hal was then nearing 60 and about to retire from an executive position in a large company. He's a real man of God, and he's now a dear friend. Well, the scriptures don't say much about work, how I choose it, he said. I've never found a single verse that told me what I ought to do for a living. I guess if he'd wanted me to be in the ministry, the word would have told me to do it, but he obviously didn't. Here comes another pray for guidance, I thought. But he said quite the opposite. I guess that means he doesn't really care what I do for a living, he said. But I thought he cared about every decision we made, I said. Don't you believe that? Look at Proverbs 16:3, he replied. Then let's talk some more. I looked it up right away. It says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. When we met again, Hal said, if it had been up to me, I wouldn't have written it like that. I'd have said, submit your plans to the Lord, and you'll succeed whatever you do if He approves them. We want to treat the Lord like a human boss. We make our plans and submit them for approval. Sometimes we submit two or three alternatives and ask Him to choose the one He likes. I used to do that and then be all surprised when He didn't respond. Finally, I learned He just doesn't work that way. He's not our manager or our decision maker. He's our creator. He's creating us for a future according to His plan, not ours. So He's interested in our attitudes and our actions. As Paul told the Colossians in chapter 3, verses 23 and 24, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men. Since you know you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving. Now, he wrote that to people of all kinds of work, so the kind of work can't be the important thing, can it? He wants us to commit our work, not submit our plans. He wants us working for Him wherever we work. That's what should be important to us. Then what does he mean by your plans will succeed, I asked. He said, I think he means he'll honor our plans if we're doing our work for Him. And if we commit our work to Him and trust Him to do the planning, then our plans will naturally be more in line with His. So we'll be blessed with the outcomes we want. Holy Father, please forgive me for trying to fit you into a human mold, forgetting that your ways are far above mine. Please help me remember day after day that I'm serving Jesus in my work. Let me stop worrying about my plans and instead trust in you completely. Show me how to make my work serve your purposes on this earth. And Lord, if it be your will, show me as much of your plan as I can comprehend, so I can make it my own and thereby be more effective in your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.